Here are today's top stories. Did everybody see the cool helicopter hovering over Chicago yesterday? It looks so expensive. It was indeed the president's chopper as he was here for a press conference to sell the city on Supreme Court Justice Merrick Garland in Hyde Park. The president knows we really don't have a say, right? That's a Senate thing. And last I checked, the two senators in Illinois are being cool. So why were you here exactly? Something tells me you just wanted to go to the cafeteria. On the campaign trail, it's getting nasty, and mostly on the Democrat side, Senator Sanders said that Secretary Clinton was unqualified for president. When asked for a response, Secretary Clinton said, "Listen, I've lied to the American people several times in my career, so I know what it takes to be president." She's got a point. The Pope punted today and essentially said, "You know what, local priests, we write a lot of stuff from high, and it's really up to you to know how to rock it. Like that divorce communion stuff, you know, it's cool if you want to look the other way, but no go on gay marriage. We cool? All right, wash your hands before you get back on the floor." The Pope document is kind of like when Mariano's corporate says you got to wear black pants, but the store manager's like, "Nah, khakis are fine." Apartment rentals in Chicago are doing better than most other places in the country. I think it's because all of Chicago apartments are steps from the L, close to shops and restaurants with lots of sunlight. Yeah, you can walk to the lake. It seems that Libyan arms dealers are using Facebook to help facilitate deals. I knew it. First they ask if you want to play Candy Crush, and then they ask if you want to buy an AK-47. Also, Libyan arms deals? What? Wait, I didn't know Ollie North was on Facebook. Cool. Just when you thought you couldn't get enough of Netflix and chill, Netflix announced a 25% hike on most streaming packages. The company's response? Hey, if we were responsible for you in any way getting cozy with your significant other on the couch, we want a bigger piece. It's that simple. In weather, certifiably early March, maybe February. It's beginning to look a lot like May. In sports, the Sox home opener actually happened today. I mean, it looked more like a Buffalo Bills playoff game than a home opener for the White Sox. Nothing like opening day here in Chi-Town. It looks like the Sox, like a groundhog, saw their shadow and promptly gave up 5 early runs to lose to the Indians. On the north side of town, the Cubs announced today Kyle Schwarber out for the year. Whew. Wow. Suffered a knee injury last night. God, darn it. Well, you know, in past years, I think Cubs fans would have thrown themselves from the roofs of Wrigley Field. But this year, because the Cubs team is just so deep, maybe they'll just throw themselves from the upper deck. Moving on. Hey, it's Javi Baez time, right? Am I right? Javi! The Blackhawks lost last night. It was a heartbreaker. So let's get through this weekend and just get ready for a first-round playoff win. You know, it felt like the Hawks injury list last night read like an all-star roster, so I'm not worried. One more game, then it counts. The Bulls lost in Miami. You know, pass. No more ink for that team. The Masters is well underway, much to the excitement of people who really like to watch sports on TV. I mean, really like it. Or my grandpa, one of the two. Interesting news out of Valpo. Coach Bryce Drew, who guided the team to an NIT championship game, not to mention his heroics as a player, is leaving the school. He's moving to Vanderbilt to coach in the SEC. So that's kind of a perfect topper for this season's local basketball. The one team that wins anything, boom, coach is recruited to Tennessee. Even our coaches are recruited out of Chicago. And finally tonight, amazing video surfaced on a daytime fight between Nicolas Cage and Vince Neil in front of a Las Vegas hotel. It wasn't much of a fight, but it looked more like a trip, if you will. I didn't hear the sound, but I'm guessing it went like this. "You look bloated." "Me? You look bloated." "I'm so high." "Me too." Well, that's the carryout for April 8th, 2016. Hey, I wrapped your food up as haphazardly as I could, because, you know, it's the least I could do.